Welcome to the First Love Podcast from First Presbyterian Church, Jacksonville, Illinois, with Reverend Jonathan Warren. The title of Jonathan's sermon today is Irritating Persistence.
Gospel lesson comes to us from Luke chapter 18. Let us listen to the word of God. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him, saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." For a while, he refused. But later, he said to himself, "I have no fear of God, no respect for anybody. Yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to those, to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Justice mattered to a woman named Merle Evers. Not once, but twice, there had been a trial, both times with devastating results. Maybe at least she had her day in court, right? Somehow it really mattered that justice needed to be served. Her husband, Medgar Evers, had been murdered on June 12, 1963. He was an advocate for civil rights. Medgar Evers was shot down outside his home in Jackson, Mississippi, and it was widely suspected a man named Byron De La Beckwith had pulled the trigger. It seems that De La Beckwith, a white man, even boasted about the shooting, but when it came for time of trial, an all-white jury unanimously declared him innocent. The widow, Merle, never gave up. In 1989, 26 years later, the trial was reopened. And then in 1994, over 30 years after the crime was committed, Byron De La Beckwith was convicted of murder of Medgar Evers. The truth had finally been heard. Justice had been served. The story shares similar themes with the Bible story we just heard. There's injustice, yet finally, after much persistence, truth and justice finally prevail. Now, in this parable, we meet a widow. There isn't much said about the widow, but we do know about her place in society at this time. Widows were often destitute. They didn't have any access to land or to jobs. They had little say in society. In this circumstance, the widow's only recourse is to persist in her demand for justice. She can't bribe the judge because she doesn't have the financial resources. She can't hire a good representative who could persuade the judge to hear the case and rule in her favor. She can only persist in asking him until he responds to her, persisting until he does what he's supposed to. Bible says to grant justice to the widows of society. Now in verse 5, the judge complains that the woman is bothering him. She must have been very persistent early in the day, middle of the day, in the afternoon. In the original Greek, the word translated as bother literally means to give somebody a black eye. One pastor says it wasn't just that she was bugging the living daylights out of him. She was doing it in such a way as to damage his reputation. It was embarrassing him in public. So sheerly out of a sense of self-preservation, the judge finally gives in. Now, it's difficult to imagine a worse motive, but there it is. persistence. The willing to badger somebody and give him a public black eye paid off in the end for this widow. These two widows, the one in the Bible and Merle Evers, they're persistent. And because of persistence, truth and justice bear forth. Widows are heard when nobody wants to listen to them. So what does this story mean for us? I want you to pay particular attention to the last two verses. Luke 18, 7 through 8 says, "And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" That last verse tells us exactly what Jesus wants us to get out of the story. It's not really about the widow or the corrupt judge who's publicly embarrassed. It's about persistent faith. Do we have persistent faith like this widow? When we face adversity or challenge, who do we turn to? Do we have a cause that's worthy to fight for? Are we faithful enough to keep asking? Paul Harvey told a story about a little boy going to the grocery store with his mother, and before they entered the grocery store, she said to him, "Now, you're not going to get any chocolate chip cookies, so don't even ask." She put him up in the cart, and he sat in the little child's seat while she wheeled down the aisles. He was doing just fine until they came to the cookie section. He saw the chocolate chip cookies, and he stood up in his seat, and he said, "Mom, can I have some chocolate chip cookies?" She said, "I told you not to even ask. You're not going to get any at all." So he sat back down. They continued down the aisles, but in search for certain items, they ended up back in that cookie aisle again. "Mom, can I please have some chocolate chip cookies?" She said, "I told you that you can't have any. Now sit down and be quiet." Finally, they're approaching the checkout lane. The little boy sensed that this may be his last chance. So just before they got to the line, he stood up on the seat of the cart and shouted in his loudest voice, "In the name of Jesus, may I have some chocolate chip cookies?" And everyone around them just laughed. Some even applauded. And due to the generosity of the other shoppers, the little boy and his mother left with 23 boxes of chocolate chip cookies. And now you know the rest of the story. Sometimes Jesus' parables were intentionally confusing. This one certainly fits into that category. Truth is, the life we live at times can be doubly confusing. Sometimes we're in situations and dilemmas where we throw up our hands and we ask, "Where is God in all of this?" There might be other times where we pray, "Help us, God." And are these prayers, the ones we ask God, like Mrs. Evers, a widow who for 30 years asks for justice? They like this persistent widow who comes to a judge every day, willing to give him a public black eye until justice is served. Do we give up after a week? Do we give up after a month? Or after a year? Do we give up easily when we feel like God isn't listening to us? How persistent is our asking? Have you ever given up on God because your prayers aren't answered right away? Now, sometimes I wonder if we pause enough in our asking to take a deep breath, to listen. God is there. Don't just ask for help, but when you pray, listen and keep the faith. Know that God will help you. parable. It's about persistent faith, persistent enough to give somebody else a public black eye. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Now, I know there are some here who are very faithful. You've prayed and prayed and prayed. God is there. Maybe you prayed for someone to be cured or healed or restored. Healing comes to us in many ways, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually. Keep the faith. Keep persisting. Ask others to help pray with you. And listen for the small, gentle voice of God in your heart. Listen for that healing. Now, God's timing is often different than our own. God is yearning from us a persistence that doesn't give up easily. There will be times when we face trials, when we face adversity. We will need to hang on to others to help us through it. That's why we have this church family, so that you are not alone. Our faith is not a once-and-done kind of faith. Our faith is an every-hour, every-day kind of faith. That's where we find our hope in the Lord, every hour and every day, the rest of our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The First Presbyterian Church of Jacksonville, Illinois, is located at 870 West College, bringing hope every hour, every day. Our website is www.firstpresjax.org. That's www.firstpresjax.org. Our email is office@firstpresjax.org. Phone number 217-245-4189.